So again, Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in jail for contempt of the January 6th committee. Total sham, total BS, total political persecution. January 6th political prisoner Pete Schwarz calls Gateway Pundit from his prison block. You won't believe how corrupt the DOJ is screwing with this man. Yeah, the story of what the FBI did to him and his wife is unbelievable. I'm just, folks, I mean, you're now, this is the most corrupt America's ever been. No doubt America's probably been through harder times, I would say. The Great Depression, World War One, World War Two, baby. There's, you know, America's been through tougher times than this, but we've never had corruption like this. And we are really yet to see the fruits of what this corruption is breeding. And it's all really coming out of the Democrat Party at this point and the Biden administration and the clown world being run by the globalists. But, man, it's like, that's the big story. It's like, warning, 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 sound the alarm, ring the alarm bell, like put up, light the lighthouse, scream at the top of the mountain. This is the most corrupt America's ever been. You're screwed if we don't do something about it. If Democrats get Congress, we're done. It's over. 2 years of hell, guaranteed. Forget about an election in 2024, folks. I'm telling you, the country will collapse. That'll be, we'll beg for the country to collapse at that point. And that's what the globalists want. Biden gets lost on stage, speaks complete gibberish. Here, you want to hear that? Here, you guys want to hear from the president, Joe Biden? See if you guys can make any sense of Joe Biden here in clip 8.
Tim Ryan in Ohio said he doesn't want you there. Warnock said wouldn't say. Do you think they're making a mistake?
No, there are 16 there I've already gone in for yet, and a lot more is asked. Another 20 or so. I'm going to be going in.
Okay, there's your president. Can't even talk. Can't even talk. As we go on air today, Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in prison for contempt of the January 6th committee. A sham committee, a bullshit committee, a big lie about what happened on January 6th. Democrats burned dozens of major cities in this country for an entire summer in the name of George Floyd, who they lied about how he died. Billions of property damage, dozens of murders, hundreds of police officers hospitalized, thousands of assaults, cities boarded up. Many have never even come back to life. And then they tell you January 6th was an insurrection and a terror attack. When the government sends out an emergency alert, everybody goes home and obeys. And they lie and they say, police officers were murdered on January 6th. Not a single police officer died that day. So I'm real hot under the collar today because it's just a fact. Everything that comes from the political left in America in the year 2022 is based in a lie. Every single thing. There is not a single basis of truth that the American left and the Democrat Party can derive any of their policy from. Not a scintilla. Whether it's abortion, whether it's January 6th, whether it's the energy crisis, whether it's inflation, whether it's Ukraine and Russia, you will not find any truth now. None. It's all lies. It's all propaganda. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party. That's why the congressman from, I think it was New Hampshire, left the Democrat Party. That's why Joe Rogan, who's a liberal, said vote Republican. That's why Elon Musk said, I can't vote Democrat ever. I'm going to be voting Republican. That's why you have the Blexit, black people leaving the Republican Party. That's why you have the Lexit, Latino people leaving the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. That's why you have the walk away movement, other voters leaving the Democrat Party. That's why you have gays against groomers saying, I'm not going to sit here and watch liberals groom children for sex. I'm not going to do that. And now you have the Jexit, Jews leaving the Democrat Party. You look at the numbers for CNN, MSNBC, late night news. Nobody's watching their bullcrap. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Jesse Waters, all have higher ratings than all the other left-wing news combined in primetime. And yet they sit here and tell you they're about to win the midterms because they know they're about to steal it. And maybe it's not just that they steal it at the polls. They use their propaganda in mainstream media to steal it and rig it. They use their Justice Department to go after Republicans so people think that Republicans are the bad guys when they arrest Steve Bannon and put him in jail for 4 months. People don't know any better. They think, oh, he must be a criminal. When they impeach Donald Trump twice, they don't know any better. They think, oh, he must be a criminal. They have all of their bots on Twitter right now. If you're a Twitter user, you've certainly noticed this. You can't even log on to Twitter without getting every fourth tweet now is Democrat Party propaganda from an account that you don't follow is forced onto your newsfeed telling you how bad Republicans are and how great Democrats are. It's a full-on onslaught, and they just want to delay the Twitter handover to Elon Musk till after the midterms so that they can rig the elections with their propaganda on Twitter until then. It is a dark day, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats have hundreds of political prisoners. There's news stories today. They sent 30 agents after a Army veteran and beat him and his wife up before taking him to jail. They just sentenced Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison for contempt of the January 6th committee, a sham committee. Our only hope now is a miracle from God. I'm not going to lie to you. It's our only hope. We need a miracle from God. Or you can consider freedom in America dead, and in that regard, the country's dead. So yeah, I'm a little upset. I'm a little depressed today because I can see the future and where it's going, and there is nothing I see good about the future unless there's a miracle from God. Because the next 2 to 3 years in this country, folks, are going to be a disaster. Now, after that, maybe there's hope because it's going to get so bad in this country that it doesn't matter, political, left, right, Republican, Democrat, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to see total depression. You're going to see starvation, food chain collapse, supply chain collapse, thousands of prisoners. You'll be in jail, bank account shut down. This is the full power grab. And why wouldn't they steal it for the Democrats? The globalists need the Democrats in there when all of this goes down. And I haven't even begun to talk about the chances of nuclear war that increase every day that Biden is in office. Oh, what about that killer vaccine that they now want to give to your little kids? What about that? Oh, what about the drag queen stripper time for kids where they take perverts and prostitutes and rapists and they allow them to have access to your children and they grab them and touch them just like Joe Biden? Oh, yeah. These people are such frauds. It's unbelievable. Here's just one example. And we've got Norm Pattis coming up in the next segment with big legal developments as far as the latest case is concerned. Here's a perfect example of the fraud that we're dealing with right here. So the Biden administration has agreed to send another $50 billion to Ukraine. So the number of overall money sent to Ukraine is $100 billion from the United States. Now, Zelensky is still begging for more money. He met with the central bankers today, Goldman Sachs, to ask for more help. And he wants people censored on the internet that speak out against him. He's not a totalitarian at all. But okay, $100 billion for Ukraine. $100 billion. Do you guys recall just a year ago that they told Elon Musk that if he gave $6 billion to the UN, he could solve world hunger? You remember that? Here's NPR. How $6 billion from Elon Musk could feed millions on the brink of famine. CNN, UN to Elon Musk. Here's that $6 billion plan to fight world hunger. So if $6 billion can end world hunger, what can $100 billion do? Start a world war? Because that's what they're about to do, folks. So $6 billion to solve world hunger, but $100 billion for Ukraine. It's just so obvious to you. It's so obvious to me. It's so obvious to anybody that can think and has any foresight whatsoever what the stop man-made climate change agenda is really about. It's right there in the first word, stop man. Man, that's what it's really about. What do you think happens when they shut off the energy? What do you think happens when they shut down the infrastructure? You die. I mean, you go poor. You starve, you die. How do you not see that? That's the point. And so this is the Great Reset. It's hit the reset button on the world. They don't care about the infrastructure. They don't care about the people. They would much rather, what it's like 8 billion people on the earth. They would much rather have 8 billion people die. Whatever happens to the infrastructure happens. They'll rebuild what they want, what they don't want. They'll have robots doing it all led by AI. This is the new technotronic age that the globalists believe that they're about to launch. And you won't be here. You will be dead because you're the man in man-made climate change that they want to end. And they tell you this. And people still don't get it. But you know what? People do get it. This audience gets it. And the problem is this audience needs to be 500 times as big as it is. But that's why they have us censored. That's why they try to shut us down, because they know, not that InfoWars is perfect, not that we're always right, but we see, we have the foresight. We have the prophecy. We can see the future. I don't know why you can too. I don't know why others can't. That's why they have to have us shut down. Because people know they get this information, they connect the dots, they see the future, and then they can spread that information onward. And so that's why we have to be shut down. And that's why you see the lawsuits. Same thing with Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon gets the vision. Steve Bannon sees the future. So what did they do to Steve Bannon today? 4 months in jail for contempt of a sham committee. How much worse is it going to get in this country? Folks, you need to be praying and begging to God, whether you believe in God or not. I mean, there's no atheist in the trenches, as they say. There's no atheist in the foxhole. There's a reason. Because when you're up against that dire moment, when you're up against that, your back is against that wall of life or death, something inside of you begs, something inside of you reaches out for a higher power to save you. And if you don't have that feeling right now with where this country is going, then you've been completely fluoridated out of any true human emotion. You've been completely brainwashed and dumbed down into seeing that you are being treated as a slave and marked for death. And whether you believe in the Bible or not, they're trying to fulfill the biblical prophecy. Whether you believe in God or not, if you don't have that urge, if you don't have that sense of urgency, that sense of desperation to beg God, to beg a higher power, to beg maybe something you don't fully understand or believe in for some relief. But I got to tell you, from where I'm standing right here, I think we are in for 2 more years of absolute hell under the Joe Biden administration. We need a miracle in the midterms in 18 days. If Republicans don't take Congress, folks, batten down the hatches.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge, the tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact there's a run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
So again, Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in jail for contempt of the January 6th committee. Total sham, total BS, total political persecution. January 6th, political prisoner Pete Schwarz calls Gateway Pundit from his prison block. You won't believe how corrupt the DOJ is screwing with this man. Yeah, the story of what the FBI did to him and his wife is unbelievable. I'm just, folks, I mean, you're now, this is the most corrupt America's ever been. No doubt America's probably been through harder times, I would say. The Great Depression, World War I, World War II, baby. America's been through tougher times than this, but we've never had corruption like this. And we are really yet to see the fruits of what this corruption is breeding. And it's all really coming out of the Democrat Party at this point, and the Biden administration and the clown world being run by the globalists. But, man, it's like that's the big story. It's like, warning, 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 sound the alarm, ring the alarm bell, like light the lighthouse, scream at the top of the mountain. This is the most corrupt America's ever been. You're screwed if we don't do something about it. If Democrats get Congress, we're done. It's over. 2 years of hell, guaranteed. Forget about an election in 2024, folks. I'm telling you, the country will collapse. We'll beg for the country to collapse at that point. And that's what the globalists want. Biden gets lost on stage, speaks complete gibberish. Here, you want to hear that? Here, you guys want to hear from the president, Joe Biden? See if you guys can make any sense of Joe Biden here in clip 8.
Tim Ryan in Ohio said he doesn't want you there. Warnock said wouldn't say. Do you think they're making a mistake?
No, there are 16 there I've already gone in for yet, and a lot more are asked. Another 20 or so. I'm going to be going in.
Okay, there's your president. Can't even talk. Can't even talk. God, you liberals, you Democrats, why do you lie to yourselves like this? Do you have a death wish? Are you suicidal? Actually, the answer is yes. I got liberal activists talking about how they're suicidal today. I'll cover that later. I mean, should I cover it right now? Big liberal activist talking about how she's suicidal and how one-fourth of LGBTQ activists are suicidal and they blame Republicans for it? I'm not even kidding you. It's all right here. Olivia Giuliani, you probably heard her. 1 in 4 LGBTQ teens attempt suicide in the beginning of last year. And then she says this is what anti-LGBTQ legislation does. She says she's thought about suicide herself. You have a mental problem. You. Stop blaming others for your mental problems. Stop blaming the rest of the country for your problems. Stop trying to make the world and the country in your image. You're suicidal. You've got mental problems. That's your problem. That's your issue, not ours. And then the CDC says 1 in 4 LGBTQ teens attempt suicide. And so now we have to rewrite laws and we have to rewrite the school system and rewrite television and media so that we can make sure that the little snowflakes don't kill themselves. All right, let me get back to the news. I'm just a disaster today. I should just open up the phone lines. Biden could refill this. So this is, I want to go back in time to just show you what a joke Joe Biden is. So Biden begs OPEC to pump more oil. They don't do it. So he drains our strategic oil reserves. Now, just a few years ago, when oil was down, when Trump was in office, Republicans tried to spend $3 billion to resupply and overload the strategic oil reserves when oil was at $24 a barrel. That didn't happen because Democrats voted against it. So Republicans tried to increase the petroleum emergency reserve by purchasing $3 billion worth at $24 a barrel. Now it's, I think it's like $100 a barrel. And Joe Biden is so stupid, he drains our oil reserves again. Then he announces to the public, because he's asked, well, what are you going to do? You've drained the strategic oil reserves. He says, when oil hits $80 a barrel again, I'll replenish the oil reserves. Wow. So you rejected it when we were going to buy it at $24 a barrel. Then you go out and tell the rest of the world you're going to buy it $80 a barrel so that Russia and China and the rest of the world, when it hits $80 a barrel, they're going to buy it all up. Unbelievable. And by the way, it's not coming down to $80 a barrel anytime soon. Remember, they said Elon Musk could solve world hunger with $6 billion. The Democrats have sent $100 billion to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We got stabbed in the back by Amy Coney Barrett again. Judge dismisses attempt by Missouri judge and other states to block Biden's student debt forgiveness program. Amy Coney Barrett, Missouri federal judge, rejects challenge to Biden's student debt relief. So, by the way, nobody's got it yet. This is them just trying to buy votes ahead of the midterms. Nobody's got any student debt relief. Just Democrats buying votes. It's like what they're doing with draining the strategic oil reserves, just trying to buy votes. That's an emergency for the country, not when your poll numbers are shrinking. And so they're just going to take your tax dollars, raise your taxes, and give it to people that don't want to pay their loans. It's unbelievable. Just completely unbelievable is what it is.
You got us the amazing sponsor a few years ago that have been great. The problem was everybody sold out of high quality, but at the same time, affordable sat phones. They finally got them back in. They also have this amazing Bivy Stick dongle that turns any phone into a sat phone. Spend a few minutes telling folks about InfoWarsPhone.com.
Well, first of all, anybody who's watched what happened in Florida absolutely saw people without power, people without communication. And the word when you lose communication is you panic. The nice thing about satellite phone stores is the owners have dedicated themselves to making sure everyone can stay in touch with their loved ones if they understand how fragile the electrical grid is and also the cell phone communication grid. I'm told that there are hundreds of thousands of people without cell phones in Florida. And what was neat about Satellite Phone Store, Alex, they sent out vans and were finding people that had to communicate to let their loved ones know that they're alive. Communication in a survival situation is paramount. Not just to be keeping in contact with your loved ones, but for information services. So the Bivy Stick obviously is satellite to satellite. You use your cell phone in airplane mode, but this is probably one of the neatest things there is. The difference between the Bivy Stick and satellite phone is a voice communication, but you're limited to the amount of text you can send. With the Bivy Stick, you can give messaging, and that's one of the things that's so important. And these are free just with a year contract. They have the satellite phones back in stock. You mentioned that. 1,000 of them, I believe, available at the end of October. They've got the Bivy Stick. The package comes with a free phone. They have a satellite uplink. They have the storage battery, the power solar generators. In essence, they are a one-stop communication and electrical production facility.
Go to InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. 941-955-1020. That's InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. This is essential. Everybody needs this.